Okay, Mishnah base. Mishnah base says Natsu Moksen S Chamaravanasnu Lo Chamarachir. Let's say a Moksen, someone who collects taxes, but not in like the most kosher way, not in the most straight way. So they take someone, they take a person's donkey and they give him someone else's donkey. Or Gazu leased him as Kasuso. Venasulo Kasus Acheris. Or leased him, bandits take someone's clothing and they give him someone else's clothing. Hari Elu Shalo. So the clothing that you got, the donkey that you got, the item that you got, they now belong to you. Why? Mimnesha Bailim Mis Yashin Mahen. Because the Bailim, the owners have Yeush. Their item was taken by Moksen, was taken by these tax collectors, or by Leistim, was taken by bandits. They don't think they're ever going to get it back, so now it belongs to you. Hamatzio Min Hanahar. Let's say someone saves an item from the river. Oh, Min Hagayas. Or they save it from a group of troops, a group of soldiers. Oh, Min Alistim. Or they save it from bandits. Im Nisyaishu Habailim Hari Elu Shalom. If the Bailim have had Yeush, they've had despair, they don't think they're ever getting this item back, so then the person who saved it, the person who found it, belongs to them. V'chein Nachil Shal Dvarim. Same will be true with a swarm of bees. Im Nisyaishu Habailim Hari Elu Shalom. If someone finds a swarm of bees, or they come onto their property and nobody comes looking for them, they're misyayish, they despair from ever finding them, so then they belong to the person who has them now. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka says, Ne'emenes isha okatan lomer michan. Mikan yatsa nachil ze. So a woman or a katan who typically cannot give edus, they typically cannot give testimony. In this case, they are trusted to say that this swarm of bees came from here. They came from this person's property. Umahalech batog sade chaver lahatzas nachila. A person can walk through someone else's field to go and save their bees, to get the swarm of bees that belongs to them. But b'im hizik, if they damage the field while going to do this, while going to save their bees, Mishali Masha Hizik. So then they have to pay back for that which they damaged. Aval Lo Yaxos S Soko. But the one who owns the bees is not allowed to break a branch in the person's field, Almanas Litin S Hadamim, in order to give the person money. I mean, you have to pay for your damage, but you can't damage on condition that you're going to pay for that which you damage. And Rabbi Yishmael beno shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka omer af kotzes venozin as dame hadamim. Rabbi Yishmael beno the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka says that no, you can damage if you plan on paying back the money. Mishnah Gimel hamakir kelev svarav biyad acher. Someone who recognizes their stuff, their items, in someone else's hands. V'yatzelo shem geneva ba'ir, and everyone in the city is talking about how there was stealing that happened. This stuff was stolen, so the person is yeshava lo alokeach. The one who bought it has to take an oath. Kama nasan, how much he paid for it. V'yitzel, and then the person, the owner, pays the money and takes the item back. V'im lav, but let's say there's no rumor going around. People aren't talking about how these items were stolen. Lo koi menu, shani umer machran la'acher ulikachan zehemenu. So he said, we don't trust the guy to say, oh, these are mine, because the one who bought them could just as easily say, no, this guy sold it, and I bought it from the person he sold it from. And now he's pulling shtick, and he's trying to get his stuff back.